الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي بيده أزمة الأمور وهو خالق كل شيء والمتصرف فيه من الخيرات والشرور ونشهد الله لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله الذي أخرجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وما كل جهل ودجور صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابه الذين ظهر بهم الدين وأتم ظهور ورسخ بهم اليقين في الصدور ما تعاقبت الأيام والشهور وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فقد هان شهر صفر يتشاؤم به بعض الناس ويتطير كما كان أهل الجاهلية مع أزل الاعتقاد يبتدعون في النسي سي النكر فأبتله الله تعالى بقول إنما نسي زيادة في الكفر وكذلك أن فار رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الشوم وتيرت به خصوصا بكل شيء عموما وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا عدوى ولا تيرط ولا هامة ولا سفر قال محمد بن راشد يتشامون بدخول سفر فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا سفر وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أتيرت شرك قاله ثلاثة وقال ابن مسعود ما منا إلا ولكن الله يذهب بالتوكل وعلم بقول ابن مسعود أن وسوسة التيرة إذا لم يعتقدها بالقلب ولم يعمل بمقتزاها بالجوارح ولم يتكلم بها باللسان إلا يؤخذ عليها وهذا المراد بالتوكل وما روى أنه عليه الصلاة والسلام قال الشوم في المرة والدار والفرس فهو على سبيل الفرز لما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن تكون تورد في شيء ففي الدار والفرس والمرأة أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قالوا تواركم معكم إن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون My dear brothers and sisters the month of Safar has started and I have recited one khutbah of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh regarding Safar. It is why I am saying this because I want to quote words of a great scholar, not of mine, as a sanad for my words. So he says, the month of Safar has approached us and is taken to be an evil omen by some, while others take it to be a sign hurling goodness. Thus, practice is similar to that of Jahiliya, in which they innovated the detested practice of shifting the calendar due to such belief. Because this was the practice of Nasiya, that they were changing the months depending upon their imagination. So it was discouraged. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refused their activity by stating An-Nasiya, shifting the calendar as a cause to further rebel and disbelief. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regretted the taking of good or evil thereby in specific term, while such speculation was disapproved by him generally in all other issues. He had by such negation removed from us plenty worries and causes of sadness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no spreading of disease except by Allah's permission, nor the taking of humans by the flight of birds, nor any evil and the distressing of oval, and neither any ill in the month of Safar. It's stated by Bukhari. Once Muhammad bin Rashid informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that people are taking ill omen due to the entrance of the month of Safar, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no ill omen in Safar. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, taking omen by the flight of birds is shirk. polytheism, he said this thrice. This narrated by Abu Dawood and Tirmizi. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, all of us times have such baseless thoughts, except that Allah removes the same through tawakkul, trust in Him. From the statement of Ibn Mas'ud, we learnt that tawakkul is in not believing by heart in the whispering placed into the human mind, relevant to the flights of birds, nor acting upon its results through the limbs, and neither expressing belief of the same through the tongue. We will then also not be taken to ask for any such misbeliefs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the messenger replied, the consequences of your ill omens is to remain with you. Is this because you have been reminded to turn to Allah? Nay, but you are an extravagant nation. So, what is the basic point or the most important in this discussion? That we should not consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forced by anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of His will. He can do all the things by His own will. Actually, there are extremes. One extreme is that those atheist people, they consider the space and time that it's working by itself, and nothing can compel this. Everything is done by itself. No one is responsible for that. So this is against the scientific approach as well. I have said many times that the law of entropy, what they call it, it states that the things are going in disorder fashion with time. So if it is not controlled by any force, so they will go to disorder state. So if to maintain them in an ordered form, one needs some force, one needs some file. So how the things which were in disorder are brought in order by itself? It's not understandable. So therefore, it's a great discussion with the people who are atheists. Alhamdulillah, those people who believe in religion and don't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do all the things by His own will. So why should we consider Him forced by some things that it will be done like this? If we say that fire, things are burned by fire. So this is just a sabab. This is just means. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want it, so fire cannot burn anything. Just like with Ibrahim alayhi salam. What happened? Fire was there, and Ibrahim alayhi salam was in the fire. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya narukuni bardam wa salaman ala Ibrahim. So it became a pleasant cool on Ibrahim sallallahu alayhi wa Ibrahim alayhi salam. So therefore, things go to destruction with the time, especially which are in water. They become rotten and finished. But once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided not to make Fir'aun, body of Fir'aun, rotten, so it was put as it is. And it is still as it is. So it means it is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is making the things practical. We can't say in this. So this is actually the basic belief which is required in this. This is Tawheed-e-Afhali. if one knows everything is done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so then these all things are His means or His orders. Or His orders. Because these means are also His orders. So therefore, if a person says that the person la udwa, Rasulullah said la udwa, that the illness does not go to another by this. So it means it is by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not by itself. Just like Rasulullah said, what about the first animal who got this? Just like the camel's, there was disease which was spreading. So Sahabas were saying that this spreading by this, Rasulullah said, what about the first camel? How could that catch that disease? So as it was for the first one, it is for the all others as well. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not want, so it will not spread to another person, another thing. So it means this. So therefore, if we know this thing, so then we shall be not considering these things as applied in every case. But we shall be knowing that it's just like means, other means. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not want. That's why sometime because of ghalba hal, some sahaba said, Bismillah ilaha dhuru maas mishan fil ardu wa lafis samaw similar, and they took poison. And it did not do anything to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed it. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want, it cannot make any change in anything. Just like the dead bodies of shuhada and anbiya. So this, you can say, earth cannot destroy it. It's as it is. So it's because of order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it means we should be clear about it, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not want, it will not happen. So it's actually for the first thing, for udwa, for spreading of the illness among the things. And especially about the things, just like if a bird is flying and one is saying, oh, it's flying in this direction, so it is wrong. Or just like keeping not good belief with the oval, waham. So this also, like this, these things actually, just like we can say that something good can happen because of barakah, but not something good, bad thing can happen because of someone. It is because of our own amal. Zuhar al fasad fil barr wal bahr bima kasabat aydan nas. So it is up to the amal. We should concentrate on amal. What amal we have, so the things will come, will depend upon them. So therefore, we should not make responsible the other people for our problems. Actually, it's us. We are making problem to ourselves. Zunna al-mu'minina khaira. One person should give good thinking for the others and critical thinking for himself. Because he should have to consider his own amal for responsible for himself. So therefore, we should not say that, oh, if I was going and something has passed before me and it was having a husat in this, and because of that something has happened to me. These are things coming from Hindus. So this is shirk. So because we are Muslim, so we should not fall ourselves in shirk. We should think that everything is done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not because of some person, some people. So this is like, is the, it's not depending upon the people, so it's not depending upon the time. Just like suffer is a time, space. That between times, span. These are around about 29 days or 30 days. So it's not responsible for our illnesses. It's not responsible for our bad things. It's not responsible for our these imaginations. So this is a month like other months. If we shall be doing good things in this, so it's a good thing we shall be getting. And if we are doing some bad thing in this, so bad thing we shall be getting. So this is actually the imagination of Nahusat comes from the other nations, from the other religions, not in Islam. Islam is free of these things. Islam does not tell us to believe in these things. Because we should be considering all the things coming from the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like Hazrat Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala, he was saying that these thoughts also come to our mind, come to our mind also. But we, because of tawakkul, finish them. What is tawakkul? Dependence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. This is tawakkul. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want, it will happen. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want, it will not happen. It tawakkul means dependence on someone. So we depend on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not by any other things. So therefore, if we know this, so then we shall be thinking this, okay, something come, waswasa come to our mind, so because of tawakkul we can remove it very soon. Because if some waswasa is coming by itself, so it's not harming us. But if we make our mind because of that, in that direction which in which waswasa is moving, so then that will make problem. If we think, no, it's not like this. So it will be finished. And rather, it will be taqwa. So therefore, it will be helping us. So we shall remove. Either Allah Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made dua for this. Allahumma jal wasawisa qalbi zikrika wa khashyatik. It means if waswas is coming, so we should have some zikr because of just like astaghfirullah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So this zikr. And because of this, khashyat is coming that we are thinking, oh, if we do something like in this direction, it will not be it will not be good, it will be bad. Everything depends upon the Allah's wills, not upon these things. So Safar is a month in which good is good and bad is bad. And good is coming from the good amal and bad is coming from the bad amal. And we should concentrate upon our amal, not because of this that is coming in Safar. So there are some people who think, if something will be broken in Safar, so then seven things will be broken. Oh, this is very strange. This is just, you can say, the Hindu thinking. It's not the Muslim thinking. These are things not depending upon the month of Safar. Actually, the thing is this, that these things are spread because of the wrong imagination. And it can be corrected properly. For example, in our family, ladies were thinking that if crow sounds, so then you can say a guest will come. So I told them, okay, get two notebooks, and one should write every day at which time crow has cried. And another book, some other one, at which time guest has come. And at the one month data, they will understand what's the truth behind. And alhamdulillah, it was removed. Actually, that's like these, you can say, palmists or something like, palmists and those who have predictions. Who was that? Najumi. So it says. So those make predictions, and if they were making 100 predictions, and among them 7 predictions fall, good. It means it's like this. So they make banners. Oh, I said this thing and this thing happened like this and this. Yes. However, they do not think about those, you can say, 91, which were not according to their image and prediction. So it's a similar test is this, that you take the newspapers and see at which date they have said, they have displayed the predictions, and in the next days you see what happened. Just like when Bush was for the second time going to be elected, so because of his bad reputation, all the people were thinking politically that he will not be selected again. And even the Jews, even the Christians and Muslims and Hindus, all make prediction making people, they said he will not be selected. He will not be elected. And he was elected. So what's this? Actually, this is just, they are thinking from the other side, but they make it just like, you know, involved in a way that the people are thinking that it's based on certain knowledge. Everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not want, it will not happen like this. So therefore, we should not believe in false things. We should believe in true things. We should believe in the Quran. We should believe in the Sunnah. We should believe in good things and not bad things. So this was, I think, the message of today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to understand these things and to act upon them accordingly. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ